Yeah, hello. Once again, you are welcome to Charity Connect Podcast, and my name still remains Shola Matthew. I have a very important guest right here with me, and after the break, you are going to know who he is. Okay, we'll be right back.
Hello, people. My name is Dayo Oyediwura. I am the Executive Director of Youth Programming with Family Health and Development Initiatives. I'm going to be talking about youth and your plans for the future. Planning for the future is something that we have to take seriously. It is serious because basically we focus on today, what I need now, what I want to do now, what I want to achieve now, which is very, very good. It is good to have plan for now, but it is much more better to have plan for tomorrow, to have plans for the future, because the future you don't plan for today, you eventually get there and you have anything ahead. You have anything for the future. So, how do we go about planning for the future? One, you need to sit down and have a plan. Sit down and look at, okay, in the next 1 year, in the next 5 years, in the next 10 years, where do I want to be? What do I want to achieve? What do I want to have? Financially, you could say, okay, how much do I want to have in the next 5 years, in the next 10 years? Because the truth is, if you keep on spending everything you have now and you think that that is how you will continue, you know, to earn, to get that money, it might not be like that. Let me give you an example. I have friends who at one point or the other in time, early 2000, and money is coming in on every side for them. All of a sudden, you know, there were mass retrenchment in the banking sector. Wow. And before they know it, they were thrown out. You know, all the money they were having then, they spent those money, you know, buying this, buying that, getting this, getting that. And more painfully is the fact that 90% of what they were using money to get back then are valueless. Because if they want to turn them into a future, you know, they can't actually get back. So there is a way to go about it. Once you have a plan for the future, you've made up your mind, this is what you want to do for the future. For example, you could say, in the next 5 years, I want to have been a university graduate. You know, you have a plan. It's either you are in university right now or you are about to get into university. So you know that in the next 5 years, I will have been a graduate. Graduate doing what? Are you going to focus on the degree you have, or you are going to focus on the skills you've acquired over time? You are going to say, okay, I've been empowered and I want to use that empowerment I've received to develop myself. So you could even say, okay, I'm going to focus on my specialization, that is your degree, and at the same time, you are still using the skill that you have. So both sides, you could have money coming in from your degree and money coming in from the skill that you have. For example, now I am an electronics engineer. That is the degree I have from the university. But at the same time, I am a consultant as far as youth development is concerned. I consult with ministries, you know, across MDAs under federal government and at the state level at the same time. And of course, I charge them before I render my consultancy services to them. So, and they pay. Also, my certificate is not useless. My degree is not useless. Okay. I am gainfully employed. I am a staff of Obafemi Awolowo University, Ile Ife. So my certificate is still fetching me salary at the end of the month, and that does not in any way affect my consultancy work. It is based on planning. You need to plan yourself. You need to plan your future. You need to say, okay, this is what I want to achieve, and have concrete action plan towards how you want to achieve it. So one is, you now have a plan. Two, develop action plan out of that planning. The overall planning is what you want to become, what you want to achieve. Okay, for example, I will have been a graduate in the next 5 years. That is what your plan is. So how do you translate that into action now? So of course, you will continue to be in school so that you can get your degree. You are not going to drop out. You will do the academic needful so that you can get a good degree out of the university. But while in school, have you identified your skill, your potentials that you need to develop, something that can make you to be self-empowered at the end of the day. I tell youth that please do not rely on working with government alone. Make sure that you have something that you yourself can be empowered with without relying totally on the government.
Wow.
So let me make it fast now. Once you have those actionable plan, for example, okay, in the next 1 year, I will learn a particular skill. Okay, I want to be a media expert. So you go into it, you get the skill, all that you need to become a media, and then you ask yourself, how do I translate this skill into something that can fetch you money at the end of the day? So that is by looking at what service would I render as a media expert. And of course, if you think there are no clients out there, you need to just get out there to see that there are many out there who need your services. What they need is get to you. So you have to market your skill. You have to market yourself. And you can do that via same media that you are an expert in. You know how to use it already. So go ahead, use it. Before you promote other people, promote yourself first. Promote yourself first. Before you start marketing other people, market yourself first. Make sure that people get to know you and what you are doing. Then make sure that whenever you render service, get the people you render service for to give you commendation.
Sounds like feedback.
Yes, to give you commendation. All these are very important. Your next client might need it. They will ask you, okay, what have you done before? And by the time you give them what you have done before, it builds more credibility in your service, in what you can do. So they are happy. You are happy. You understand. So lastly, I want to just say this, that the money you get, either when you are in school or out of school, please develop an habit of saving. Do not spend all the money you are getting now. Don't spend it all. Develop a saving. Let me give you a personal example. Between 2004 and 2008, I saved over ₦1 million without affecting me in any way at all. All those monies I would have used in just, you know, being a big boy and, you know, show myself around, I was putting them aside. My target is I want to have a savings that can take care of my kids' school fees for the next 5 years. That is, when I started having children, I don't want to have worry about how to get their school fees for 5 years. So, and after I started having kids, I find it very easy, very convenient. When my friends who, you know, when we are having chat discussion and they are complaining, hey, schools are about resuming now, so what do we do? I need some money, or maybe I'll go and get loan from my bank, or I'll go and apply for this or that. I just smile. Why? Because I have a backup. I have something that I've put there from the past that is now making my future or my now enjoyable for me. I did that from tomorrow so that my
today
will not have you know, problem. The future will not have problem. So please learn how to put aside. Learn how to put money aside. It is very, very important. Try it. Just try it and see. Try it and see if you will not enjoy it. You will suddenly discover that even, for example, after my 2004-2008 savings, and it worked, I was so happy. So I said to myself, if I could do this for my kids' school fees, probably I could also use the same method, you know, for other projects I have. So as I speak with you now, I am just a bit above 30, but I have, I have my own house. I have my own car. My wife has her own car. And we do not borrow 10 kobo, no bank loan, nothing, to get all this. Why? Because I learn highly enough, you know, to save, to put aside. I don't eat with 10 fingers like Yorubas will say. So I eat with 5 fingers, and then I use the remaining 5 fingers to keep some aside, to keep some aside. Let me tell you, everybody will go through financial rainy season and the drought season. There will be times when money will come in left, right, center, everywhere. Money will be flowing in. During that period, please and please, save and save and save. So that when you go through the drought season again, you have something that you can fall on, that you can fall on. I now have investment that if I don't want to have savings again, my investment are enough. The turnover I am getting from my investment are okay for me now.
Wow.
So either people or workers are on strike or not, it no concern me. You understand? I can proudly say that my family will be well taken care of from the investment I have. So, but you have to start somewhere. If you have enough to go into investment, go into it. But if you don't have, start with savings. Put something aside. When you have enough that is okay for you to go into investment, then you can go ahead. Maybe another time we'll talk about the kind of investment that youth can go into. But for now,
wow,
let me sign out here. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Charity Connect podcast. Please like us on our Facebook at facebook.com/charityconnectpodcast and also follow us on our Instagram page at Charity Connect Podcast. Thank you. See you on the next episode.